The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is the way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, it's time to listen to a short speech by Hujjat al-Islam Dr. Shomali. He's going to talk about the analysis of Ziyara Ali Yasin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The next salam that we offer, as you remember, we said we offer many salams to Imam, and we said why. So the next one is As-salamu alayka ya hujjatallahi wa dalila iradate. In my information and knowledge, this is actually something that I very much refer to as very good definition of hujjah. Who is hujjatullah? Or what is hujjatullah? Because hujjah can be a person, can be, for example, Quran or aql. Because aql is hujjah of Allah, as Imam Kazim alayhi salam said, "Inna lillahi ta'ala ala an-nasi hujjatayn, hujjatan zahira wa hiya al-anbiya wa ar-rusul wa al-a'imma wa hujjatan batina wa hiya al-aql." Aql is hujjah, Quran is hujjah, prophet is hujjah, imam is hujjah. So it's either a person or something. But what is hujjah, or who is hujjah? Dalila iradatihi. Hujjah is someone or something that helps us to understand the will of God. What Allah wants from me. Or what Allah wants for me. Because both. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have very peaceful, nice, kind, merciful relations. He wants me to observe this. He wants others also to observe it towards me. Yeah? So, Hujjatullah is the one that explains the will of Allah, irada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the Day of Judgment, this Hujjah has two functions. Because of this Hujjah, Allah says, did you act according to my will? If you say, I didn't know, Allah says, my Hujjah was there. You had Aql, you had Quran, you had Imam, you had Prophet. And also, if I act according to Hujjah, I say to Allah, so Allah, this is my Hujjah. So, it's helping both parties. So there will remain no, doubt. Allah in this way completes Hujjah. He does Itmamul Hujjah. Also, we can say, this was my Hujjah. Of course, this Hujjah then comes through a system. And for us, for example, today, part of our way of understanding what the Prophet or Imam wants is through Taqlid. Part of it through Ijtihad, Taqlid. These are all helping us to say that the Hujjah is saying this. So, حجت الله ودليل إرادته. Then السلام عليك يا تالي كتاب الله وترجمانه. Peace be upon you, O reciter of the Book of God. وترجمانه and its interpreter. Tilawatul Kitab is very important concept. It's different, in my humble opinion, from Qira'atul Kitab. Just reading the book is not like Tilawa. Tilawa is very important. One of the tasks of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Yatlu alayhim ayatik. Quran is not an ordinary book. An ordinary book, please listen to this very carefully. An ordinary book, any person can read it. If you know the language, you can read it. Yeah? For example, a book on medicine. If I know the language, I can read it. A book on exercise. If I know the language, I can read it. Whether I do exercise, I don't do exercise, I know medicine, I don't know medicine, I practice, I don't listen to doctors, I can read the book on medicine or, you know, on exercise. Quran, if it's going to be recited properly, not like, you know, people who just recite. If it is going to be recited with a spirit, it needs a special caliber. Not everyone's soul can be undertaking the task of tilawatu ayatullah. Allah sends this book, and Allah also appoints who can do tilawa, who can on his behalf read this message to people. Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim as-salam, they said, wab'ath fihim rasulan min anfusihim yatlu alayhim ayatik. And then Allah also in three places says that this messenger is yatlu alayhim ayat, things like this. We have in Surah Jum'ah, Surah Al-Imran, Surah Baqarah. So tilawatul ayat is very important. Rasulullah was doing tilawa. Amirul Mu'mineen was doing tilawa. Imam Mahdi Ajjalallah is taliya kitab. We can say I am doing tilawa, but our tilawa is not really tilawa in its full sense. We just read the Quran. You know, it's like, for example, I cannot say I am musalli. I can say I am saying my prayer, you know, but to say I am musalli, I am sa'im, means to bring the reality of this. When Imam does tilawah, it's so true that as if you are hearing this from its source, the way it affects hearts of sincere people is different. وَتَرْجُمَانَهُ. This kind of tilawa definitely comes with expression. When a person with that caliber recites the Quran to people, he also embodies Quranic teachings. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was described by one of the wives of the Prophet, kana khuluquhu al-Quran. Rasulullah's akhlaq was Quran. He was an embodiment of the Quran. Actually, all of us, depending on how much we have absorbed Quran, our position in heaven will be decided. If inshallah we go to heaven, then we will be told, Iqra warqa. Read and rise. But not reading from a text. Or, you know, say, you know, I am a memorizer of Quran, I can read all Quran and I go to the highest place. No. How much you are Quranic, how much Quran is mixed with your flesh and blood, how much Quran is represented by you, 1%, 2%, 3%, 50%, that's the question. Imam Mahdi Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif is tarjuman of Quran, interpreter of the Quran with his words, but more than just words, with his existence, with his akhlaq, with his behavior.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.